Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So on this day, the New York Mets caved, and they removed impeached and removed Carlos Beltran, yes, as manager,
right,
of the New York Mets.
Right.
Now,
extremely partisan.
It was, yes, it was.
And it's very partisan.
Unfortunately, there is no vice president to simply take over.
No.
So now they have to find a manager.
Right.
And so about, I guess it was 25 minutes ago, we agreed to these four names to post on Twitter and see what Met fans say. And obviously some Met fans.
By the way, isn't Heyman coming on?
Heyman will join us at 5:20.
Oh, 5:20?
5:20 for John Heyman, and we'll discuss this and more with him. So we posted Eduardo Perez, Buck Showalter, Terry Collins, and Dusty Baker on the Twitter machine. I know some non-Met fans are going to vote, obviously. Got 4,700 votes in about 25 minutes.
4,700?
Is that a lot or a little?
I think it's a lot.
Oh, it's okay. So it's a good
sample.
You
don't think so?
I don't know what a Twitter poll should have.
Well, I mean,
I
don't even know what Twitter is. I mean, you're asking me.
It's funny. Twitter polls in general, when I discovered them about 6 months ago, I was very late to the party on this. I didn't even know you could. At first, I started playing with it, thinking, oh, this is fun. I'm going to ask dumb questions like, do you want to pump your own gas? Because New Jersey obviously doesn't allow you
to. Which I'm very happy about.
No, I know, and I disagree with you. And I think it was very...
I will say this. If you had grown up in Jersey where they're not pumping gas your whole life, you might look at it.
Yeah, maybe. I also like to control my own destiny.
Right.
And so I don't want to wait on someone else to do something.
Let me do it.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so, but whatever. I used to do that. Now I've realized the beauty of a Twitter poll is you use it for 10 minutes and then you move on. That's why, you know, we thought of something, throw it out there, let's get an answer, and then we'll call it a day. Who do you think won?
4,700 people.
Yes. Eduardo Perez, Buck Showalter, Terry Collins, Dusty Baker. You have said on the radio you have fully endorsed either Buck or Dusty, and you prefer Buck? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to say Buck. That's what I'm going to say.
You would be correct. 42% say Buck Showalter.
Okay.
The next vote getter at 33%, so 9 points away, is...
Dusty.
Terry Collins.
Oh, is it? Okay.
The next guy at 17% is not Dusty Baker, Eduardo Perez.
Really?
Dusty.
So
only
nobody
got,
likes Dusty.
Dusty only got 8% of the vote.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there are two things hurting Dusty Baker, and one of them is not fair. The other one is fair. I think his age is hurting him, though that should hurt Buck, too. Aren't they the same age? How old is Buck? How old is Dusty?
I think Buck's my age. I think Buck's close to me. I would say Dusty's older than me, and Buck's a couple years younger.
Yeah, Buck is 63. He's going to be 64 in May. I think Dusty's old.
So I got like 3 years on Buck.
I think Dusty's almost 70.
Yeah, I think Dusty's older than me.
He's 70. He's going to be 71 in June. It's a 7 year difference.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think his age is hurting him. I think the postseason stuff is hurting him. But in fairness, you know, it's not like Buck Showalter has racked up championships.
No, he is not.
Or World Series appearances.
He is not. So he's due.
So it's a lot of people.
Well, I know.
He's due.
I'm just throwing it out.
You know, Todd Bowles would have been due. Adam Gase is due. You want to go through that list?
No, well, not as due as Buck, though.
I'm surprised Dusty got disrespected that way. Yeah. That's not. He shouldn't get 8% of the vote. That's too low. So I think that's way too low. But Buck wins. Terry 2. Eduardo 3. Dusty 4. Dove has an idea. You want to hear Dove's opinion?
Yeah, Dove.
Dove?
What do you got, Dove?
Go ahead.
Perez is manager. Terry, his bench coach, hold his hand.
You like that one?
It wouldn't be terrible. I just don't want Collins. I'm not excited about Collins coming back, you know?
Even as a bench coach?
Well, bench coach is fine. Not as the manager.
Okay. Ernie is a very, very nonpartisan person. So what's your thought?
Yeah.
Joey Cora. Bring him back.
Yeah,
bring
Joey
him in.
Cora.
Full circle. Let's go.
He didn't do anything wrong, right?
He didn't do anything
is
wrong.
Is that guilt by association because that's his brother?
Yes. Let's bring him in.
Yes. It's not fair, but that is true.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't hire Joey Cora. It's not fair, but it's the truth.
I guess.
Joey Cora has been a manager in the minor leagues. He's been a coach. He's definitely got the track record. And he's the older brother of Alex Cora.
Right, right.
So he's the more mature one.
Well, we don't know that. Just because you're older doesn't mean you're more mature.
That's a fair point. But he is, I'll say this about Joey Cora, he is certainly qualified.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. He's coached a long time.
How long do you think it'll be before the Mets make it? They got to make a decision soon, right? Like next week?
I'm going to predict. What's today? The 16th?
16, yeah.
When you're on vacation.
The
week after the Super Bowl, they're going to announce it. Would you call in or are you totally on vacation? I respect it either way.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I would or not.
See how you feel?
It depends. I don't know where, you know.
I mean, if you're on the golf course, I can't blame
you. Well, I'm playing. I'm not going to do it.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I might pop on.
All right.
You know,
that's my prediction.
You know, I think it'll happen before that.
Really? When? Next week?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen soon.
You think it's
Monday,
that quickly?
I bet.
Monday?
Yeah, I think it's going
to
happen soon.
I think it's going to default to the guy who finished second.
Yeah.
Then it's Eduardo Perez.
Well, it's going to happen soon, bro, because they got to get this behind them as fast as possible.
I get that.
That's what I think.
So my initial reaction is what Ernie said. I said that towards the top of the show. Who finished second? Eduardo Perez? Then just hire him. Why start over? The only thing I'm talking myself into, I'm talking through this with everybody, is that...
Buck?
No, it's that maybe you do need a veteran guy. You're asking somebody to become the manager of a team with less than a month before pitchers and catchers report, and they've never managed before.
Right.
Now, I get it. Eduardo Perez, I'm sure he is ready to be a manager. And I think he's going to be a candidate for the Red Sox, too. So it's not as if this is just the Mets talking to him.
That's true. There's plenty of openings now.
Yeah, there's three.
He's got three big openings. Got more openings than you got the NFL coaches anymore. They're all filled now.
Imagine that. It's January 16th. Wow. There were three managerial opens and zero head coaching openings.
But the difference is those other teams weren't looking for a manager a few months ago.
They're starting over.
The Mets were. So all you have to do is just go back to your original assessment on the guys you interviewed.
I normally would agree with you. In that case, it's Eduardo Perez because Derek Shelton's already taken a job. I don't know who else. Tim Bogar, was he a candidate?
Yeah, he was.
Where's he now? I guess Tim Bogar could be somebody to bring
in. He's got to do it fast.
Well, you got to do it right. Got to get the right guy.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Because the problem is, and you can choose to believe what you want to believe from Brody, if they didn't ask Carlos about the Astros in 2017 when there were clearly rumblings out there, they didn't do a good job of interviewing. I'm sorry. Or they're just not being honest with us. And maybe they're choosing not to be honest with
maybe.
Us. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.